We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad to see you. We've come here to worship the Lord and to sing praises to His wonderful name. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to 2 Peter chapter 3. And we're going to be spending time over the next few Sundays in this particular chapter of the Bible because it is a chapter that's written for us. It's a chapter that draws the attention of this generation to the teachings of the Word of God. Verse 1 says, "This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior." In that verse that we just read is the Old Testament and the New Testament. Both of them are mentioned here. The words of the holy prophets and of us, the apostles of our Lord and Savior. You know, in these days in which there is much confusion, there's a lot of angst that's happening today because of this virus and the recovery and not recovering fast enough and all the protesters and things of that nature. It is a time for believers not to leave the Word of God, but it's a time for believers to continue in the Word of God. You remember 2 months ago when people were saying, boy, there are a lot of folks that are going back to their Bibles. They're going back to read their Bibles again. Are we going to continue? Or are we just going to say, well, the virus is over with, it's back to normal? You see, folks, God wants us in these last times, in these last days, to anchor our souls to the Word of God. And it's interesting, He says, I want to stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. Now, what does that indicate? Our memories are not very good. If I were to ask you to give me an outline of last week's Sunday message, most of you would say, was I here on Sunday last week? I remember what I had for lunch. You know how it is. You know, we first couple of days afterwards, we got the message down, and by Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we've already forgotten. We have to be constantly reminded. We have to have our minds stirred up. Today we've met to worship the Lord. We've met to sing praises to His name and to open His precious Word. I pray today that we'll take to heart the truths of God's Word and that we might constantly be stirring up our minds by way of what? Remembrance. To remember the words of the holy prophets, to remember the words of the apostles in the New Testament, constantly stirring up our minds, because it's easy to let go and to get careless, and then the Word does not bring forth fruit that it should in our hearts and lives. May God help us to be good students of the Word of God today.